Malanada and shalom. We pray that the shalom of God, the shalom of Jesus, the shalom of our daily bread, the shalom of our light of the world, the shalom of our great gate to the sheep, the shalom of our good and chief shepherd, and the shalom of the resurrection, and the shalom of the life be together with us. This is our prayer this morning. Lord, as you speak to us, let us know what you have to say here this morning. I want to reflect briefly the book of John, chapter number 11, verses 31 to aloud 45. John, chapter 11, 31 to 45. And we want to focus on how Jesus would win the souls of mourners and those bound by the spirit of death. Speaking to the mourners and those bound by the spirit of death. We'll just look at how Jesus, or what Jesus did when he went finally to the space where people were mourning. We have already discovered Jesus hearing the story of the sickness of his friend Lazarus, took two extra years, and then he told the disciples, let's go, our friend slept, let's go, lace him up. The disciples do not catch what he's saying, tells them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Some of them objected, saying that going there is actually death. And some of them started seeing their own death by being stoned by the Pharisees. Remember, the hate of Jesus Christ is now, of course, focused on the followers of Jesus. You cannot hate Jesus. You cannot persecute Jesus and you fail to persecute the one who follows him. Some of them, like Thomas, Demas, started seeing their own death and they started confessing, let's go follow Jesus. Let's die with him. And in their mind, some of them somehow, they are looking forward for their death. But they are willing to risk. So Jesus calls Martha and he communicates and consoles with Martha. And Martha tells Jesus, if you were here, my brother could not have died. But Jesus consoled him because he was he was feeling a spirit of disappointment. That question is a spirit of disappointment, if you are here. But then, together with disappointment, he has faith. He says, I know my brother will raise again in the resurrection of the dead in the last days. Jesus says, not only in the last days, even today, I'm going to do it. And he asks him, do you believe it? And he says, yes, Lord, but when it came to the little thing, he discovered that mother could quickly be able to believe Jesus for the miracle of healing, but it was different to believe him in the miracle of resurrection. He could be able to believe in him in the miracle of resurrecting in the last days, but not in the present day. And that's where we ended up the previous day, and today, he comes, calls Mary, and or mother tells Mary, our friend, Jesus is calling you. Mary comes with the same story. If you are here, my brother could not have died. But this time, Mary does something that's very honoring. Unlike mother, Mary does something that we need to know, that when she arrived there, she fell, verses 32, when Mary arrived and saw Jesus. She fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother could not have died." Now, I want you to see Mary. She fell at his feet. She's a worshiper. And she started worshiping even in the time of death. In the presence of Jesus, she's willing, you know, she's willing to give her worship to him, even as she mourns. And we discovered it's possible to mourn during the time of it's possible to have hope even during the time of mourning. All is possible to mourn in hope. And that's what we want to keep encouraging ourselves. Even in the time of our loss, while Jesus comes in, while Jesus shows up, we can be able to mourn in hope, knowing that there is a resurrection in the days to come. Not only that, Jesus is the resurrection and he is the life. And so Jesus saw her weeping. Jesus also had several mixed reactions. At one time, the Bible says that when Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing, these are now the, you know, the mourners with her, a deep anger welled up within him, and he was deeply troubled. Now I want us to capture that. Jesus, I know people only know verses 35 that Jesus wept, but they do not know verses 33. That where Jesus, the Bible says that he was in deep anger when he saw them weeping, when he saw Mary weeping, and when he saw the other mourners wailing with her. Of course, some of them were professional mourners. A deep anger welled up within him. He was deeply angry. And the Bible says he was deeply troubled. Now, I want you to focus on this a little. Why was Jesus deeply angered? He was very angry, a deep anger. Who and deep and deeply troubled? What troubled him deeply? What angered him deeply? Is it who or what? I don't want to think it's Mary who angered him. I don't think so. I also don't think that it was the mourners. It was not who angered him. It is what? It is the spirit of death. I think, remember, in the time of mourning, people go through emotions. And one of the emotions, as we discovered yesterday, is denial. Jesus did not go through denial. But the second level of mourning, it's anger to everyone. It's anger. People go through anger. And so Jesus also went through anger. But this time, he knew he was to deal with the spirit of death. But he discovered how the spirit of death had devastated many for many years. From the time of Adam, the spirit of death has kept so many unproductive. And so he was angry, in my view, to the spirit of death. And because the spirit of death, the Bible says, is an enemy. And it's an enemy that Jesus, only Jesus, would be able to defeat. Each one of us, we are at a loss where the spirit of death lays us up. But Jesus says, Paul says that death is a spirit, and death is an enemy. And Jesus came to defeat the spirit of death. By the time Jesus is coming to the death of Lazarus, the spirit of death is little and at work and at its optimal. The spirit of death is flourishing at that time. But in a few days to come, actually, 1 week to come, Jesus will be able to take the sting of death. And so this time, he started for me. I see he started to wrestle and fighting all getting ready to fight the spirit of death, because Jesus came that he may defeat death and he may be able to bring death and take the sting of death. So here he starts off, and one of the reaction is troubled, but it's not troubled that death is so powerful. He's troubled by the way it has troubled his friends. You see, he also took together with what has troubled. He's carrying the trouble. Because when Jesus shows up to the mourners, what he is doing is coming to take their trouble. He's coming to take their mourning. He's coming to carry their mourning and exchange it with the spirit of dancing. In a while, when he is facing death at Lazarus' tomb, he is already willing and ready to exchange people's the spirit of mourning to, or the cloth of mourning to the, or to the cloth of dancing and rejoicing when he came here. And that's why we see him angry here. But he's also very angry for me, because how this spirit of death has made many to be to become unbelievers. You see, immediately Jesus understanding that what people do, if that even after seeing this miracle, people did not believe. Many believed, yes, but some refused to believe. Can you imagine what else would the people see to believe that Jesus is God? If people can even see, people had seen bread being a miracle of bread, but they still did not believe. They saw the miracle of the light. They did not believe. They saw the miracle of water. They did not believe. They saw the miracle of Jesus becoming, the access or the gate and the shepherd. They did not believe. But even here, Jesus knew that even after what he's just about to do, people will not still believe. And being God, he got welled up with anger because of the way the spirit of death would captivate people, make people not believe in God. And he faced it. And when he stood before death, he was able to address many people. He addressed Martha. He said, "Martha, I told you that if you believe, you see the glory of God." He addressed the mourners. He says, "Remove the stone." And he addressed, the Father. He says, "Father, thank you because you always hears me." And he has addressed the dead. And he tell dead, "Lazarus, come out," to show that Jesus had power over death. The speaking to the dead Lazarus was a prefigure of what he'll do during rapture. This is to show that when Jesus comes, he will be able to defeat death, though the death has no power before him. And this is what every person, when Jesus comes, will be raptured. And what Jesus did to Lazarus, come from death, is what he'll do when he comes back during rapture. May we be encouraged. May we know that Jesus carried our trouble and Jesus has power over death. May we believe in him, in Jesus' name. Father, give us the grace to believe in you, even in the face of death. In Jesus' name we pray.